There's some irony in the readings, choice of the readings today. We have the retaking of the Temple Mount in the book of Maccabees and the rededication of the temple, taking it back from the Greeks, the Gentiles who had defiled the temple, had taken it over. I say there's some irony because we see in the gospel text that the temple in Jerusalem is intended to be a place of prayer. He says, a place of prayer for all peoples. Even its design, a court for the Gentiles, for the nations to come and to offer their prayers. But it was supposed to be a place of prayer in truth. They had to rededicate it. The Gentiles had taken it over and were offering all sorts of pagan sacrifices and things there in the temple area. You may say it was a temple for all nations in that moment, but it was not. It was a temple controlled by the nations, but a temple that worshipped falsely. God's temple in Jerusalem was to be the place of worship of the true God, and all nations were to be able to go there and to worship Him in truth. We see even after the temple is rededicated, this understanding of the house of prayer for all nations was even undermined by the Jewish people themselves, because they had turned the court of the Gentiles into the place in which they were trading and selling and doing all sorts of buying and selling, very much like today, right? Black Friday. I had some errands to do, went out shopping, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I could come back tomorrow and buy my two little things. But the understanding that even the Jewish people did not fully understand God's plan of drawing all nations to Jerusalem, to worship Him in truth. Ultimately, we find this in Jesus Christ Himself, who Himself becomes the temple. Yesterday's reading of the lepers that were made clean and the one returning to Him to worship, to give honor and praise to God was the Samaritan, not the Jews that were with Him, but the Samaritan, the foreigner, the Gentile. We see that God's ultimate plan is that in Jesus Christ, we would find our true place of worship. Not only a place of worship, but a worship of God that would be true, in spirit and in truth. So as we gather here in the celebration today, my brothers and sisters, why are we here? Are we here to simply do ritual? Check off boxes, accomplish something today. We come here because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and filled with His Holy Spirit. And what Jesus instructs us to do in remembrance of Him, we do. And in so doing, we enter into this one offering of ourself to the Father, through Him, with Him, and in Him. We render fitting praise and worship. We render thanksgiving because it is right and just. And we draw from this celebration not only the truth of who God is, who we are in redemption, but our actions are brought into truth as we render and give the gift of ourself to the Father. May this church building be for all a house of prayer in spirit and in truth. Amen.